Mini-episode 988 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 988. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our review of the Netflix documentary Evil Genius, which is arguably the most talked about one of its kind since Making a Murderer. Here's our top 5 points of analysis about this 4-episode series with no spoilers involved. Number 5, it covers the case of the Erie Pizza Bomber from August 2003 in Erie, Pennsylvania, and somehow, the case itself is even crazier than the crime that unfolded publicly. Erie pizza delivery guy Brian Wells famously robbed a PNC bank on that day, only to be apprehended by police who detained him as the bomb that, apparently only he believed to be real, detonated and killed him. The masterminds of the case are brilliant underachievers, one with mental illness, who execute a conspiracy with a raft of misfits. Factor in 2 separate deaths, one of another pizza delivery guy from the same shop believed to be in on the plot, and the boyfriend of one of the suspects, and the overlapping threads of the various investigations get really crazy. With all of these matters swirling, it's not surprising that the fog of war further obscured the investigation of a once-in-a-lifetime weird case. Number 4, the cast of characters is truly, truly bizarre. Take the aforementioned brilliant losers, add in a drug dealer, sex offender, and what they used to call on The Sopranos, hooers. It ain't exactly the cast of Ocean's 11. It's a web so unlikely that, unfortunately, some of the participants got prematurely cleared by the authorities purely because they seemed like such unlikely participants. Number 3, the core question is of Brian Wells' innocence in the matter. Was he, an aficionado of scavenger hunts, simply a pizza delivery guy who was abducted while dropping off some Zaz and forcibly fitted with that deadly device? Or was he someone smarter than he appeared, in on the plot so long as he thought that it would be a fake bomb, and then double-crossed and left to die? The reluctance of the authorities to clear him was a source of great pain to his family, who suffered even more after the explosion when the decision was made to decapitate him to preserve the remnants of the bomb. As you go through the documentary, the answer may seem evident, but is never 100% certain, and a late revelation from one of the key characters provides that clarity, if you believe her. Number 2. As with Making a Murderer, law enforcement doesn't come off looking great. But unlike with Making a Murderer, which showed numerous conflicts of interest for the law enforcement agencies involved, here the errors appear honest and therefore more understandable. There seemed to be some lollygagging in taking the notion of Brian Wells wearing an actual bomb seriously, which certainly didn't help his chances for survival. Again, some suspects evaded suspicion for long periods of time when their very shadiness didn't merit the benefit of the doubt, and some pieces of evidence, including notes from prison snitches, just fell through the cracks. Taken individually, none of these elements might have threatened the success of the case, but taken together, they removed all of the margin of error necessary to solving such a messy matter in a clean fashion. Number 1. In the end, we found it even better than Making a Murderer, not least of which because it was less biased. Making a Murderer had a definite point of view in pushing the innocence of Stephen Avery, and everything was presented through that prism. There's no similar axe to grind with this documentary, as those involved just pushed doggedly to find the truth. While there's never 100% closure in how these cases play out in terms of the full truth emerging, there's certainly more closure than Making a Murderer delivered simply due to the nature of the two cases. And at only 4 episodes, Evil Genius is a tightly structured work that leaves you wanting more. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.